your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 PFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Pretty well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just looking at the weather, thinking I'm not going to be looking at any stars tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I reckon. Not so great.
It's not looking that stargazy, is it?
No, unfortunately, but hey, aha.
Well, you've sent us through some very interesting stuff today to talk about. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm probably the most excited about the first one that you sent, but maybe we should keep that for the last.
Oh, up to you.
That very exciting thing. Maybe we'll keep that for last. But do you want to chat a bit about what's going on in space?
Yeah, we had a couple of things in the last few weeks. One of the cool stories we had one of the spacecrafts that's up there exploring, which is called Lucy, flew past an asteroid just a couple of days ago. And it sent back these, really, really incredible images as it kind of flew around and past this asteroid. It's a, completely unexplored object, so it's always really cool when we get these kind of cosmic encounters in space.
I saw that asteroid was called Donald Johansson, which I thought was quite a strange name for an asteroid.
It's kind of a cool story, but basically the spacecraft itself, it's called Lucy, and it's named after the Lucy fossil. So that was like a very early humanoid fossil that was found in Africa. And one of the men that discovered it, that was his name. So they've named the spacecraft, which is kind of looking for, the oldest relics in our solar system. They've named the asteroid after one of the discoverers. So, kind of a nice fitting story.
Yeah, that's lovely. And what else have we got?
We also had, Hubble had its birthday. So the iconic Hubble Space Telescope, it celebrated its 35th year in orbit. And that was, last week. So still going, still kicking, and still sending us some pretty incredible images.
I looked through them. They were all so beautiful. And then one of them was actually a full image of Andromeda, is it?
Andromeda, that's our neighbouring galaxy. Yeah. It's had a pretty busy year, but every year, basically, they release these kind of birthday images for Hubble. So they've done this for decades now. But in the past year, it basically took this new image. It's the highest resolution kind of panoramic image of Andromeda, which is our neighbouring galaxy. And it's just exquisite. We can see this galaxy that's so far away, but still, relatively close. And such detail that Hubble can, resolve individual stars within another galaxy. So that in itself is just really impressive that Hubble can still do this, 35 years in orbit.
Yeah, I saw it was like they've got 1 trillion stars and the picture itself is 2.5 billion pixels, which is crazy.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And if anyone actually wants to look up the image, if you actually download the file, it's huge. And you can actually zoom, all the way into these stars. It's just, it's really incredible that Hubble's still cooking and giving us these amazing views.
And the other thing that I was interested in the Hubble thing, you sent the video of a bunch of Hubble's successes over the years, over the 35 years. They've found another star which was 100 times more luminous than our sun. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, Hubble's found so many things. Some of them are, really small, tiny stars. It's found some of the biggest and the most luminous stars, so stars that are like hundreds and in some cases thousands of times brighter than the sun. You can imagine just how incredible that is to find these things. Our sun, of course, is pretty bright to us, but then when you think about what Hubble can see, it's really incredible, especially these, extremely luminous stars that are just, so far away from us.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's all of it's so out of my depth. I read your email and I was reading all of this stuff. I was so excited because I never really look into this, but now I think I've discovered a new absolute love.
Hey, that's we call it Spaced Out for a reason.
Yeah, straight up. And you've got one more very, very crazy piece of news for us.
Yeah, so our final story, and I'm sure a lot of people might have seen this in the news last week, but basically there was a few headlines out there that said that the James Webb Space Telescope has discovered possible evidence of life around an exoplanet, which is a very interesting title, but there's a little bit of explanation there. But basically, yeah, James Webb, it's confirmed the presence of a chemical which is called dimethyl sulfide, or DMS, around an exoplanet. So that's a planet around another star. It first detected that about 18 months ago, and we weren't quite sure if it was real. But we've followed up that study, and we've confirmed with, you know, 99.7% accuracy that that chemical exists on this exoplanet. And the reason that that's really exciting is because that chemical on Earth is only produced in our oceans. It's produced by plankton, so that's a biological process. If this chemical was being produced by, you know, biological processes around this exoplanet, that could be a potential for, you know, the discovery of life around another planet. So that in itself is just would be incredible if true.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's only a 0.3% chance that it's not happening.
Yeah, it's a very high certainty that, you know, the chemical's there. But, you know, the thing is, even though, you know, we know on Earth that this is produced by life, so we think that this might be produced by life on that exoplanet, the thing about the universe is that, you know, we can't confirm that. It's really hard for us to fully confirm because we don't know what's going on that exoplanet. There might be some natural process. There might be a geological process that actually produces that chemical. But we just don't know that because, you know, as the universe always shows us, it's always quite mysterious and we never quite fully understand things. And every time we do think we understand things, we find something else out that we don't quite understand. I think it's a really intriguing possibility that, you know, hopefully this maybe is produced by life, but it's going to be quite hard for us to confirm that this is a biosignature of life.
Oh, yeah, no, it's very exciting. It's and the planet itself is, like, fucking huge as well, right?
Yeah, it's something like 2.5 times bigger than the Earth, and it's what astronomers call like a Haitian world, so a hydrogen-rich ocean world. We think it has a really thick hydrogen atmosphere with really big oceans potentially. So yeah, it would be completely foreign to anything that we know on Earth.
Is that in our solar system or another one?
It's another solar system, so it's about 120-ish light years away, so it's its own planetary system.
Shit, yeah, that's so crazy. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for teaching me and the listeners all of this stuff.
No worries. Hopefully in another 2 weeks I'll have more exciting news for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear all of the developments.
Well, I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, see ya.
All right, ka kite.
Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.